Hello, and welcome to episode 17 of Signal of Caution, the pest control that exfoliates the dry skin of film with the gritty bar of self-help. In this episode, I'll be scraping dead skin from the face of Psycho. Psycho has a lot to teach us about self-help. Above all, it shows us that we all have a dark side to our personalities, and that, without proper hygiene, we can in time crystallise into that evil self. We all wear social masks. It is a way we have of protecting ourselves from emotional harm or sunburn. But not many of us wear social wigs and mother costumes. Protecting your ego by adopting someone else's persona is no kind of protection at all. You may as well pour acid over your own face. However, avoiding turning into your own mother is easier said than done. For this reason, it is important to signal your need for help, or at least signal others to stay away. Why not, for instance, keep several gothic-looking stuffed animals in your office? A surefire way of symbolising your tendency to preserve or resurrect the dead. It's also helpful to use normal social rituals when meeting strangers, such as offering food or indulging in chit-chat, but to be extremely and obviously awkward about it. Perhaps you might offer sandwiches in the lobby, but then claim it's too officious and suggest a move into a back room where you can talk about your mother in the presence of dead birds. But of course, no one can maintain that sort of interaction for long. Eventually, you'll need to have a shower scene just to let off steam. Don't feel bad about this. That stranger you just washed down the plug hole was probably not as innocent as you might worry. It's quite possible that she was also involved in her own kind of deception. After all, what kind of people travel to isolated motels on terrible nights like that? People are often lonely for a reason. Psycho is a film about exteriors and interiors. It's also about how we can't change one without inevitably changing the other. It even begins with an establishing shot that shows us the city, the building, the window, the seedy interior. So crime or trauma leads us to mask the crime from ourselves, and eventually to mask ourselves from ourselves till it feels like it's no longer our crime or trauma. It's rather like wrapping a bad apple in orange peel and then pretending that it was someone else who did it. We might even, to take it a step further, draw a face on the orange and start to fantasize that it was the orange itself that instructed us to do this. We start by stealing a sweet from a shop or by illegally downloading a song. We end up becoming talking fruit. Thanks for listening to this email of Slurp of Concentrate. You can leave feedback at Twitter or iTunes. Good Ray.